This is a podcast of the City of Fairbanks City Council meeting. Stand by for the call to order, or else we'll be joining the meeting already in progress.
Well, let's go ahead and do this because I want to respect everyone's time. It was kind of a last minute thing. I want to welcome everybody and say good morning to the special session of the City Council for this 27th day of August 2018. I'd like the clerk to call the roll, please.
Ms. Huntington?
Here.
Mr. Bagwell?
Here.
Ms. Therrien?
Here.
Mr. Pruse?
Here.
Mr. Cleworth is absent. Ms. Rogers?
Here.
Mayor Matherly?
Here. All right, we don't have any, obviously, public comment and things. We called this because we have kind of a needed, pressing thing going on with Bob and his group. And as you recall, some time back, we had some change orders that we did, and the council, of course, wanted to hear about them ahead of time. That's exactly what we're going to do today. I'll pass it to Mike first, and then we'll go to Bob. Mike?
This is about saving $50,000. That's why we jerked you in here. We apologize, but $50,000 is $50,000. Take it away, Bob.
Right. This is for the contamination associated with the fire training center. You know, we've had multiple projects. We had a first project where we were putting in services on 30th Avenue. Then we put in services on existing water mains. In this third project, we put in services where they required new water main extensions. That's this project here, and we've extended the contract completion date. Since we've let this contract go, we've had six additional exceedances above the health advisory level, and also with the ordinance, what's the name of that ordinance?
6060.
Those six services, two of them were reduced because one building is just, it's abandoned and it can't provide heat, and the other one requires a main extension. I think it's Good Sense Cannabis on Davis Road. So there's four services left. This change order is to hook up those four services. The original change order came in $277,150. I talked to the contractor and negotiated down to the price that you have in front of you. It's only good for a limited period of time. You know, the next council meeting is in like 3 weeks. This price wouldn't be honored if we had to wait for 3 weeks, because that's when the contractor is going to order their material. So it would push us out 5 weeks from today. We've got to cut across Davis Road. We've got to add these services. It'd be a little late in the season to risk that, and they wouldn't give us this reduced price. So we thought it would be best to proceed with this change order, and then we realized that, you know, we're beyond the $250,000 authority that the mayor has with previous change orders. So that's why we needed a special council meeting.
So here we are.
Move to approve.
Second.
Change order in the amount of $229,750.
So it's been moved and seconded. Let's go ahead and discuss. Do you have any questions for Bob, Council? Valerie?
What was the average price for each hookup?
Around $60,000.
It seemed like it was like $70,000, but now just looking at this, we're breaking it down to $60,000 over time, literally.
Yeah, it's like I said, there's been three projects to put these water services in. I suppose.
And as the ordinance did state, this was anticipated. Mm-hmm. And when it hit a specific level, we would be extending to that area to take care of it. So this was anticipated.
It's been a real win-win for the city, just for the expediency of it, the compassion to the people that needed it. I think the city's hand in this has just been terrific, and I really appreciate the work of engineering and everybody who was involved in getting those places hooked up. We've had some vocal people obviously come to the city, but overall we've had really good remarks from those folks in regards to this. So we took care of the soccer fields. I mean, it goes on and on and on. We're proactive on this thing, so I really appreciate it. And Mr. Pruse is right. It's already there, but the council needed the council's approval, which is why we did this. Any other questions for Bob, Council? All right, clerk, did we take a vote here?
Mm-hmm. Okay. On the motion to approve the change order, Mr. Pruse?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ms. Huntington?
Yes.
Mr. Bagwell?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Motion carries. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. We're done.
This concludes the podcast of the City of Fairbanks City Council meeting. Please visit us at www.fairbanksalaska.com. www.ohiodevelopment.us.